This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Ads from the Hump Day Crew, and here's another one of our podcasts. Enjoy.
Joy 94.9.
Hump Day Crew Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod, and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
Joining us on the line right now, Julian Shaw made his first documentary when he started shooting when he was just 15 or 16. He travelled to South Africa and he got a few awards for it, including a couple of AFIs. It's called Darling. It's a Peter Dirk Uys story. Julian, thank you very much for your time today.
No worries, mate. How's it going?
Very, very well, and thank you for joining us on the Hump Day Crew. Now, at 15 or 16, it was 16, weren't you, when you first travelled to South Africa?
Yeah, that's right, mate. I saw Peter on stage when I was 15, but I was 16 years old when I just went over to South Africa.
And are you originally from New Zealand, Julian, or are you an Aussie?
I am, mate, yeah. Look, but I am an Aussie. I want to be clear about that.
Okay.
Citizenship after all these years. But, mate, no, I've got dual citizenship. So, you know, I enjoy both countries. They're kind of both home.
Good man. Well done. And I've watched some footage of you actually over in South Africa, and it looked amazing. I mean, what sort of experience was that for somebody of your age or back then?
Mate, yeah, it certainly was amazing. You know, I mean, casting my mind back, I was pretty naive. You know, like when I first went over there, I was aware of all the dangers, you know, but I kind of just threw myself right into it. You know, I mean, I remember the first day that I arrived there, I went straight into this township and sort of started filming people on the streets and interviewing them, you know, which was madness because I think, you know, two people were probably killed on the street that day. But, you know, I mean, as with anything in life, you learn through experience. And, I just had to get there and experience the country and learn about the politics and, you know, see it all firsthand so I could start making the film. And, you know, it was awesome. I mean, Peter kind of took me under his wing and was able to introduce me to some incredible people, you know, like Bishop Desmond Tutu, which was just incredible, you know.
And for people that are a bit unfamiliar with Peter Dirk Uys, can you tell us a little bit about him?
Yeah, mate. Peter Dirk Uys, he's a political satirist, you know, he actually has created this alter ego, who is this character that he does in drag, and this character's name is Avipa. And he basically created this character so he could criticize the apartheid government in the 1980s, you know, because really he should have been killed, you know, for the things he said. But because he did it through this character, he somehow got away with it. And this woman became, you know, this woman he played became a national celebrity. I mean, a bit like Dame Edna Everage. But really he's transitioned into being, you know, I think Africa's most tireless AIDS awareness activist, and he's gone all over the country, seen a million school kids with a free show, where he's kind of telling kids the truth about AIDS, you know, which they're not getting from the government. So he talked about all of this in the show that I saw in Sydney, and I thought, my God, this has to be the first film I make. You know, this guy's just unbelievable. He's just a powerhouse, and, you know, I just thought, God, I just got to bloody try and do it, you know?
Yeah, that's amazing stuff for somebody of your age back then. Now you're 23, are you now?
June? That's right, mate. Yeah, exactly.
And you've got a number of things in the pipeline at the moment. You're not only are you a documentary filmmaker, but you're also an author.
Well, yeah, look, it's been a really exciting year for me. And you know, I've just had my first book released, which is called Modern Odysseus. And, just got back from the Byron Bay Writers Festival recently, which was awesome. You know, they put me on a panel with David Williamson and his wife, which was pretty crazy, listening to them air all the dirty laundry about their marriage, because they've got this wonderful book that she's written about him, which is really tell-all. And, mate, you know, I just met some incredible people up there, and the book was so well-received, which was exciting. And, you know, I mean, it's awesome for me. I like to express myself in a lot of different ways. And, I mean, as you guys have probably gathered, you know, in this industry, people are pretty keen to pigeonhole you. But, you know, it's always been very important to me to do, you know, lots of different things and express myself in different ways.
Now, something that's very big in Australia is sport. And I believe Cup of Dreams, one of your latest projects, is going to change the way we look at sport.
That's the plan. That's
tell
pretty
us
ambitious when you put it like that.
Well, that's the claims I've heard. Tell us what your plans are there.
Mate, Cup of Dreams is actually, I mean, going back to the Kiwi thing, you know, I was born in New Zealand, very proud, you know, Australian now, but the one thing I've never been able to let go of is the All Blacks. Hey. I cannot move on. I know it's unpopular subject matter, but I love the All Blacks, and I'm completely obsessed with them. And I kind of got to this point where I thought, God, this is really worth examining. You know, there's such a deep kind of emotional connection there. What does it all kind of mean, you know? And, I mean, the level of obsession with this team in New Zealand is profound. They literally hold the country together, you know. I mean, in many ways, economically, socially, this team is a glue. So what I'm doing is this film that really explores that obsession. And it's going to come out in the build-up to the next Rugby World Cup, which is in New Zealand. And I filmed the team, and, you know, I've been in the All-Black camp. But I'm kind of telling a story that's not really about sport, but it's about nationalism and identity and everything else, you know. So, you know, like Darling, there's kind of the surface subject matter, but then hopefully a lot of other emotional stuff underlying it. So, look, it's going to be a very personal film. You know, I'm in it and my family's in it. So, mate, I'm just in the process of editing it and doing some more shooting at the moment and just having a great time doing it.
You're not going to rip apart the glue that holds New Zealand together, are you?
I hope not, mate, but it's kind of like, you know, it is kind of going into the underbelly, you know. I mean, the thing that's great about this film that's challenging is sport is such a cliched topic, do you know what I mean? And it can be such a shallow topic, and I think that there's so much emotion underscoring it, and maybe even a bit of a dark underbelly in some ways to the psyche in New Zealand. So, mate, I think to make something that's going to be meaningful, you know, you do have to really explore it and take a look in the mirror as well. So I think I'll certainly be doing that with this film.
Well, Julian, you've done a number of things. You've been to South Africa at 16. You're hanging out with the All Blacks. I mean, what's next? A feature film?
Mate, yeah. I mean, look, it's definitely, you know, that's the direction that I'm heading. And I just did a fictional short film, which I've sold to Qantas, which has been very exciting, called Clearing the Air, which I did with Marcus Graham, who's a terrific actor, and Reese Wakefield, who is the lead in The Black Balloon, which was a feature film I loved, an Australian film. And I'm looking at doing a longer work with them at the moment, a father and son piece. And, mate, you know, definitely, I mean, it's all about, you know, getting towards doing a feature film, but I don't really think there's a rush, you know. I think that doing a feature film is not a calling card. Do you know what I mean? I think some young filmmakers think, oh, I've got to get to that point and just do it and it'll be so cool. And, you know, I mean, I guess already I've been in this industry for quite a few years and there's no sense of it being cool or glamorous for me. You know, it would be a huge amount of work. And if you don't have a story that's going to, you know, hold people's attention for 90 minutes, I don't really see why you'd put yourself through the pain, you know. So definitely something that I'm building towards, definitely a dream, but, you know, I just want to take all the right steps to get there and make sure that I make a movie that counts, you know, when I eventually do it. And, you know, to be honest, it's doing documentary is just so creative, you know. I mean, I'm loving doing this All Blacks film, and it's really, it's all storytelling, you know, and so it kind of already feels like I've made a couple of movies, you know. Certainly tiring enough.
And, of course, we can follow all your moves at julianshaw.com.au.
Yeah, that's right. Mate, just launched that recently. And, you know, that's just kind of a portal site. So anyone who'd like to check out, I guess, my work across a number of different fields, they can just head to that site and it's all on there.
Well, thanks very much, Julian, for joining us today. It's great to speak to you.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for having me.
That's Julian Shaw. If you'd like to check out that website again, it's Julian Shaw, spelled shaw.com.au. You're listening to The Hump Day Crew here on Joy 94.9.
Hey, it's Ginny from The Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for tuning into one of our podcasts and for supporting Joy 94.9 and The Hump Day Crew. We will catch you next Wednesday from 6:30 a.m.
Joy 94.9.
Hump Day Crew Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.